Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and I hope wherever you are, you're nice and cozy and happy and sassy. Here in the Pacific Northwest, we've had snow. My goodness, we have a beautiful winter white wonderland that just has been twinkling and sparkling. But guess what? Here in the Pacific Northwest, if it's not raining, you know it's going to be. So in this case, if it's not snowing, it's going to be raining. And that's the case. So our snow isn't going to last for very long. Well, today is an open mic day, so you'll be able to call in and chat with me at any time during the hour. I invite you to do so if you're a new listener to the show. Just know that all I'll need from you is your first name or your initial, and then I'll be happy to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here are the telephone numbers to call in to 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. I wanted to start off the show today with a delightful story that was sent to me by Clarette. And this is one perhaps you have heard, but I think it's a kind of story that bears repeating. It's about a boy and his father who were hiking in the mountains. Now, the son falls, hurts himself, and he cries out, "Ah!" because he's hurt. Now, to his surprise, he hears the voice, his voice, repeating somewhere in the mountains. Oh! And he's curious. He stopped crying. He's not interested in whether he's hurt or not. He's interested in this new experience called an echo. So he yells out, "Who are you?" He receives the answer, "Who are you?" Now, he got upset with that. So he stands up and he yells out, "Coward!" Guess what happens? Of course, you know, with an echo, it comes right back to you. Coward. Well, by this time, his father was right there with him. And he turned to his dad, and he asked him, "Dad, what is going on with this?" Well, of course, Dad knows all about echoes. And so he says to his young son, "I want you to pay attention." And Dad screams out to the mountain, "I admire you." The echo comes back, "I admire you." And the dad screams out again to the mountain, "You are a champion." And the voice answers, "You are a champion." Well, here's his young son. He's watching his dad. He thinks about what he did and how the echo responded to him. But he doesn't understand what's going on. And his father gave him an explanation that I thought was just wonderful. He said to his young son, "People call this effect an echo. But this is all about life because it gives you back everything you say or do. And our life is simply a reflection of our actions. If you want more love in the world, you create more love in your heart. If you want more competence in your team and yourself, improve it. And it applies to everything in all aspects of your life. What you are experiencing today is the fact that life will give you back everything you've given to it. Your life is not a coincidence. It's a reflection of you." Now, this, I know, is a story that some of you have heard. But I thought, it's so simple in its message, yet it makes a great deal of difference. How do you look at things? How are you going to respond? if you go through your day screaming, I'm so ticked off, I don't know what to do. This is, oh, so-and-so is such a jerk. It's going to reverberate in on you. Maybe not as the exact words being repeated back to you as you would get with an echo in the mountains. But what happens is you have all this anger and this frustration and you're putting the blame on somebody else when it has everything perhaps to do with you. How are you handling things? So what happens? You internalize all of this stuff and you carry it with you like unnecessary trash. And consequently, your day and your life can be just utterly miserable because of it. Let me share something that happened with me today. I had to get my mailing ready for the upcoming event in Los Angeles, and I had to send out a few thousand postcards to people that are down in California. And this is how I keep in touch with them. So I found that I needed to go to a particular post office because they had the volume I needed for my mailing. Well, I get to the post office, and I'm standing in this long line. For some reason, this post office doesn't have much in the way of staff, so I'm standing here in this long line. And I looked at this situation, and I looked at the way people were working up front, and they were not real speedy. And I thought, okay, looks like I'm going to be here for a while. As it turns out, I end up having a very interesting conversation with two gentlemen who are in the line behind me. We start talking about Alaska, which I'm very familiar with, and there's just this open congeniality. And what we had done, all three of us had decided that we were going to make the best out of the situation. Nobody likes to stand in lines for a long period of time, especially at the post office. But, oh, hey, we're there. We're not going to go anywhere else. It's going to take us so much time if we tried to change our plan. And I wasn't in a position to change my plan because I'd already called in with my order, and the order was waiting for me. Well, as it turns out, we're standing in this line, and the next thing we know, the person that's up at the front desk has been left all alone. The person that was working adjacent to this individual apparently had gone to lunch. So here is this one man that is there, and he makes the announcement to about 20 of us standing in line. Ladies and gentlemen, I need to let you know that it's going to be 15 to 20 minutes. My computer has got a glitch in it. Well, then the next statement was, you could be here an hour because we don't know what's happened with his system. Well, as it turns out, some of the people left in the line, so the line, as far as I was concerned, was getting shorter. And then I happened to make a comment asking a question of the gentleman because he was trying to communicate to everybody. He had come outside trying to see who needed what and if there were other things that could be taken care of if we didn't need to do certain things like buying stamps. There were options that you could work with. So he was very gracious, very nice, and I asked him, is it possible, I notice you have three computers, would either one of the other computers work? Is it just your computer by itself? And I didn't get a response from him, but the interesting thing was is that he went over and checked one of the other computers, and he could get into that other computer. So he was able to take care of business. Now, why the thought hadn't occurred to him, I don't know. But I had made the suggestion. He goes over and he does it. And there were a couple of other things that happened afterwards. This man never once lost his cool with anyone. And no one in line got nasty either. There wasn't anyone there that was making derogatory remarks. And believe me, I've been in situations where people have done that. But that wasn't the case here. It was fascinating to watch how people adapted to the moment, and they said, this is what we have to deal with, this is what we have to do. And as it turned out, the suggestion I made and the man's willingness to explore the suggestion enabled all of us to get out of there under a half an hour, those of us that have been waiting in line already for about a good 20 to 30 minutes. So the reason I'm suggesting this to you is, and bringing this forth, this just happened today. Wherever you are in any given moment, where you choose to put your mind, where you choose to put your attitudes is up to you. Now, we all could have been absolutely nasty and made all kinds of derogatory remarks. But the truth was, We're all adults. What in the world difference is that going to make? The gentleman made a suggestion. You could go to XYZ post office, and this is what you could do. They'll be able to help you. Another gentleman in line said, it's going to take me longer than that. What you're telling me could be wait time for me to drive over to that post office and stand in line there. So there was all of this thinking process, and people made evaluations, but they also decided to make the best out of what they were experiencing at that moment. This gentleman that was behind the counter, he was feeling a lot of pressure, and I have to compliment him because he did not express any kind of what I call negative agitation. He was as courteous as he could be, and he was very, very gracious. So it was a win-win for all of us. When we can take that positioning, when we can take that attitude, we're going to come out ahead. When we don't do it, then the echo we get back is going to be quite amazing, and it may not be an echo you want to hear. So it's something, when I go back to the story I shared with you right at the beginning, remember, how you think, what you do, does come back. It does have an effect. So what kind of an effect do you want? Good manners, courtesy, thoughtfulness, and even a willingness to solve a problem or present a thought that may give someone something to work with can make a lot of difference. Perhaps if I'd been hit in his positioning, I would have been so preoccupied with, oh, the computer isn't working, that I maybe wouldn't have thought of going to one of the other machines. You just never know what goes on in the background with people. So when a suggestion was presented, he was willing to explore. Are you willing to explore options? Are you open? If not, you should really consider about remembering this story about the echo and the little boy, and the father's explanation was very good. This is life. This is reality. What you put out is going to be returned one way or another. And why not have it in a good way rather than one you really don't want, first of all, to dish out to somebody else, and secondly, to come back and let you have it in its own way. Donna Sebo here. This is an open mic hour, and you're welcome to call in 877-876-5227. Or Canadians, 888-815-9756. Also, we have 530-876-3222. Now, I've got a lot of good things to share with you today. Plus, I want you to get out your pad of paper and a pen, because we've got a tamale chicken recipe that I think you're really going to like. And I'll tell you what, it's easy, 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 and it goes in the crock pot. So have that notepad handy, because you are going to want to know about this, and it's so easy to fix. Are you in a mode? I know it's not time for spring cleaning yet, but sometimes during winter, it's really a good idea to really take the time, especially if you're snow locked in, or it's pouring rain, or you're just not in the mood. It's just too doggone cold to go out and go anywhere. This might be a good time to work with clutter. Why? Because instead of watching television, or even maybe if you have the TV on, this is something you might want to do. Now, have you ever wondered when you should toss out a toothbrush, when you should get rid of old makeup, or maybe some sneakers that you have been wearing for 45 years? Well, here's some information. These are some tips. And they come from various individuals, and I wanted to share them with you. There's a dermatologist, Nanette Silverberg, that recommends that women that have mascara, or if you're an actor or an actress and you use makeup, you need to be aware that mascara can have a very high risk of contamination because of, you know, the use and the oils that it takes in from the eyes. And she said it's a good idea to replace mascara regularly. Otherwise, the bacteria, if it grows in the mascara, it can potentially damage your eye. And I had a friend that this happened to. It's never happened to me, but she's highly sensitive, and she had used some mascara. She had a couple of containers of mascara, and she happened to have one that was really quite old, and she used it, and she ended up getting an eye irritation that lasted for months. And finally, her dermatologist, and her eye doctor, they ask a lot of questions and saying, what is this? What have you done that's different? And by questioning her, they found out it was this old mascara. And so she said, I'd never even crossed my mind. So I just share that with you. Toothbrush every 3 months. You know, this is something we should all know, but we don't often think about it. We get so busy with different things that we're doing every day. When the bristles become frayed, or when they start to become broken down, then you want to replace your brush because it no longer will remove plaque and bacteria. Now, Linda Hall is the person that gave this suggestion. She's with the American Dental Association, and she said, always replace your brush with a soft bristle toothbrush. Medium and hard bristle types can irritate delicate gum tissue, so that's something you need to know. Also, sponges. This one was interesting. Every 2 weeks, they recommend that you replace sponges because bacteria begins building up as soon as sponges first get damp, and they start to reach unhealthy levels within 2 weeks. Now, this comes from the University of Washington food safety expert Charles Easterberg. I'll give you a tip that has worked very well for me through the years, and that is if you have a dishwasher, at the end of the day, put your sponges, your scrubbers, whatever you've got, right in the dishwasher. It will sterilize those sponges for you, and they'll last a little bit longer. That's the Donna tip for the day. Also, sneakers. Less than a year, after 300 miles, most sneakers will lose elasticity and padding. Boy, is that the truth. And what happens is that it ends up placing stress on your ligaments, your tendons, and your muscles. So if you are one of these people that's extremely active, and if you're like me, you're just about out every day walking, if you're a runner, you need to be remembering to replace those shoes. And that comes from Gerald Varlata, who is a doctor, and she's the director of sports rehabilitation at New York University Risk Institute. Also, paper towels are something, if you don't like working with sponges, paper towels are really, really good to remember to use, and I think almost all of us do. They're disposable, and you're not going to have to worry about bacteria buildup. When I work with chicken or raw meats, typically I put bacteria under them if I'm cutting them. Because lots of times I go shopping, and I like to get large amounts of meat and then put them in the freezer. I've done that for years. Well, I find if I put paper towels under them, I don't have much of a mess, and it just goes right into the trash, and it's out in the garbage. It's really, really nice. It makes cleanup much, much easier. So it's a good thing that we have paper towels. Now, liquid foundation, going back to makeup for you gals, every 12 to 18 months. Now, why it is different from mascara is that preservatives in water-based makeup keep it bacteria-free for up to 12 months, and oil-based makeup, the preservatives they have in there, it keeps it free from bacteria for up to 18 months. However, if you have any kind of liquid foundation that contains sunblock, you need to replace it after a year because the active ingredients for the sunblock component in the liquid foundation starts to degrade. And then with tires, hey, every 20 to 40,000 miles, when you how to know when it's time to dump yours, this is an old, old secret. Place a penny upside down with the Lincoln side facing you in the center of your tire's tread, the thickest part of the tire. You can see the top of Lincoln's head. It's time to replace that tire. That means your tread's getting really, really thin. Also, I just want to encourage those of you that are out driving, especially in the state of Washington or wherever else the conditions might be similar, because we've had snow and because we have had warmer temperatures coming up, those roads have got a mixture of slush on them, and in some spots, ice is still there. So you need to be aware. When the weather's warming up and you have those kinds of conditions, please take time, be attentive, be safe. And remember, a very important tip, and I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Don't use your cruise control when you're on wet streets. If you're on a freeway, do not use it because you can hydroplane so quickly. And if you're on cruise control, you may think it's just fine. You're going according to the speed limit, but you are going to have some problems. So those are just some tips I wanted to share with you today. Donna Sebo, open mic here, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Or 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Now, don't forget, all I need is your first name or initial, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me about anything you like. I want to mention that February 8th through 11th, there is a phenomenal event going on in Los Angeles. It's the 6th Annual Conscious Life Expo, Conference, and Film Festival. Yes. This is being held at the LAX Hilton at 5711 West Century Boulevard in Los Angeles. And the number, if you want to call about tickets, is 800-367-5777. That's 800-367-5777. You can also go to their website, ConsciousLifeExpo.com, ConsciousLifeExpo.com, and you're going to find out about all kinds of things that are going on. They have got a number of speakers, including myself. You're going to have Danyon Brinkley there, Lisa Williams, George Norrie, Richard Hoagland, on and on. There's just all kinds of people that are going to be speaking there. I am going to be in a booth, booth 517. Booth 517 is where I'll be, and I'll be doing many consultations. I'll also be speaking there on Saturday. So I invite you, if you know you're going to be coming out, stop by and say hello. I'd love to have an opportunity to meet you. Again, that's the 6th Annual Conscious Life Expo, Conference, and Film Festival. It's being held February 8th through the 11th. I will be there from the 8th through the 10th, and this is at the LAX Hilton. Also, I wanted to mention to those of you in the state of Washington, I am going to be appearing at the Psychic Spectrum Expo that's going to be in Seattle. Now, this is for, again, those of you in Washington. February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th are the dates, and I am going to be doing a live broadcast there. This is being held at the DoubleTree Hilton, Seattle Airport Convention Center. And all you have to do, if you want more information on this, is go to psychicspectrum.com. You can also go to spectrumevents.org, spectrumevents.org. Their phone number, should you want to get in touch with them, is 253-941-3355. That's 253-941-3355. Now, in the Seattle event, I'm going to be giving a talk Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I'll be there. My booth number is going to be 117, and I will have a number of books there that I'll be able to let you look through. There's just going to be all kinds of things that are going to be going on. So this is a very exciting event in Seattle, and it is the first one of its particular style and dimension. It is the biggest metaphysical event ever done in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm very, very pleased to be associated with them. Also, I'm going to be doing my remote broadcast on the first day of the event, which is the 22nd. I'll be doing a live broadcast there on site, as I will be doing from the LAX Hilton in Los Angeles. So both events, we're going to have live broadcasts coming from there. So if you want more information, just go to psychicspectrum.com or spectrumevents.org, 253-941-3355. And there's going to be more information coming up about other appearances that I will be doing. Okay, I promised you a recipe, and this is a great one. If you're like me, sometimes you get so busy, you don't have time to really fool around with too much stuff. An optimum is when you can use a crock pot, because the adage is you set it and you forget it, and that is the truth. You can assemble stuff if you want the night before, put it in the refrigerator, and then in the morning take it out of the fridge, put it in the crock pot, and turn on the proper temperature, and you go and you do whatever you need for the day, but you have a delicious meal waiting for you in the evening. Well, I don't know about you, but I love Mexican food. And Gene Allen of Rye, Colorado, has a recipe for tamale chicken that I think is just so easy, and this is how it goes. Got that pad of paper and pen? These are the ingredients. One medium onion chopped. You're going to need a 4-ounce can of chopped green chilies. And you need 1 tablespoon of oil, whatever that oil preference may be for you. You're going to need a can of cream of chicken soup. You can use regular or reduced sodium, whatever is your pleasure. So So it's a can of reduced sodium cream of chicken soup, or regular. Then you need a cup of sour cream, and you can use fat-free if you want. A cup of sour cream. You'll need a cup of sliced ripe olives, one cup of chopped stewed tomatoes. You can get that so that it's no added salt, or you can get just the regular, whatever you prefer. One cup of chopped stewed tomatoes. You're going to need one and a quarter cups of shredded cheddar cheese. I like the extra sharp. If you don't want the fat in the cheese, you can have fat-free cheddar cheese. But you're going to need 1 1/4 cups of cheese regardless. You're going to need 8 chicken breast halves. You want them cooked, and you want to chop them up. And then you need a 16-ounce can of beef tamales, and you want to chop that up, too. That's a 16-ounce can of beef tamales chopped. You're going to need a teaspoon each of chili powder, garlic powder, and pepper. And remember, seasonings, you like it spicier, you can make it spicier. So it's up to you. But what Jeannie likes to use is a teaspoon of chili powder, a teaspoon of garlic powder, and a teaspoon of pepper. Now, this is how simple it is. You're going to saute your onion and chilies in that tablespoon of oil in your skillet. You put all your ingredients together, except for 1/4 cup of your shredded cheese, into your crock pot. Then you put the remaining cheese on top of that, and you cover it, and you cook it on high for 3 to 4 hours, or cook it on low for 8 hours, whatever your preference is, whatever your time schedule is like. Now, what do you do when you get ready to serve this? You can have fresh tomatoes chopped up in side dishes. You can have shredded lettuce. You can have your sour cream. You can have salsa. Any and all of those wonderful condiments that we like to have when we have Mexican food. Maybe even some guacamole. Because you can, when they're having their tamale chicken, they can add that to that. Or fix up, if they want, a breadless tostada. And you can also have tortillas if you want with this. Or if you really like that crunchy taste, you can have some wonderful crunchy nacho cheese chips that would go good with this. Just crunch them up. People can put it on their plate and then put this wonderful tamale chicken made in a crock pot right over that. Good stuff, good food. And during the winter, adds a little bit of spice. It's just perfect. So that's Jean Allen's recipe from Rye, Colorado. This is Donna Sebo. And if you want to give me a buzz, it's an open mic hour. All I need from you is your first name or your initial, and you just need to call into 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. Also, I want to say, when you call in, I always like to know where you're calling from in the country or in any other part of the world. It's just a delight to be able to know where you're calling in from. And I think my listeners enjoy knowing where those calls are coming in from, too. So again, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756 to 530-876-3222. Newsletter will be coming out on the 1st of February. You're going to find out about the wonderful people that I have coming up as guests. Speaking of guests, tomorrow we're going to have Julie Lintzer-Kirk. We're going to be talking about parentpreneur. That's right, parentpreneur. What is this? Well, for those women and men that as parents want to really feel that they can do something with their lives other than maybe a regular routine job. Maybe you want to make a good living right at your home, so, or in your home, from your home, because that enables you to spend more time with the family. It's up to you. So Julie's going to tell us how we can do that and how we can do it well. Also, the big book of near-death experiences. P.M.H. Atwater is going to be my guest, and trust me, it is a big book. And it has fascinating information and details. Also, we've got the genie in your jeans. Dawson Church is going to be my guest on Thursday. We're going to find a lot about scientific discovery. And, oh, we've got so many more wonderful people. Don't forget, you can go to my website to find out who's coming up. Or you can go to the BBS website and you will find at bbsradio.com, and they'll have a listing of all the guests for you. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. Don't go away. I've got more good things to share, including information about water. Mm-hmm. 100 recalls of water and more. Don't go away. You'll want to hear the rest.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
This is Brentwood from Legion of Love. Just let you know some released and unreleased tracks on our website, legionoflove.com. You can also purchase our EPs, Gray Matter Tunes and Matters of the Heart.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. I thought we were on the air for a moment there. I guess something happened. But anyway, 877-876-5222, that's 877-876-5222. Canadians, 815-9756, that's 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222, that's 530-876-3222. Now, just know you can call in and just let me do my thing. That's all I request. I need your first name, I need your initial. And then, of course, I always like to know where you're calling from. And then after that, let me chat with you. I don't want to know any more than that. Just your first name or your initial. And then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything you like. And I had someone call me and say, Donna, what kind of questions can I ask? And the truth is, you can ask anything you want. There's no such thing as a dumb question. So just know you can do that. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Also, 530-876-3222. We've got a caller. Let's go to that caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Margot from Riverside, California.
Hi, Margot. Is the sun shining down in Riverside?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because it needs to beam a few beams up here in the Pacific Northwest. We've had snow. The sky is gray. Of course, that's supposed to be natural for us. But anyway, we would enjoy some of that beautiful sunshine that you've got down there. Margot,
yes.
The first thing that is coming into my mind right now is that I'm seeing paperwork all over the place. Gee, it looks like my desk. Just all kinds of pieces of paper, and it's like they're all askew. And I think what this is representing, as I'm watching this in my mind, is that you're feeling a little frustrated, and you're feeling as if you're not getting things coordinated in the way you would like to have them coordinated. And I understand that, and that can be frustrating, big time. What I would like for you to remember is, if you just work with one piece of paper at a time, or one issue at a time, you're going to pretty much be able to have this environment of having everything going in different directions gradually straighten out so that you're going to have things in order the way they should be. Organization is going to be very erratic for what's left of this month and I think the first 2 months in February. That doesn't mean you don't try to bring order into what you consider a very uncomfortable, disorientation, that's not right, disorder. You're going to be able to bring order into that, but focus on one thing at a time. And when you do that, it's going to amaze you at how quickly other things will line up too. You're going to be able to very easily, very comfortably bring everything into a harmonic the way it's supposed to be. I'm also looking at something here. You're standing outside of a car and you're sort of looking at a tire and you're going, you know what? I just can't shake the feeling. Something's wrong with the way my vehicle is moving. And it could be your wheel alignment. There's just something you have been alert to, aware of, and it has to do with the ride of the vehicle. And you could have one wheel in the rear that's out of alignment. And I would just say, go have it checked. And I think it's going to be very easy to fix it. Margo, what would you like to ask me today?
I want to change jobs from my present job, and I want to, and I have been talking to various companies about doing that. Do you see the changeover coming within the next couple of weeks?
Well, what is it that you're wanting? Because the changeover, when I'm focusing on it, it doesn't seem to be that much of a difference from what you're already involved with. What kind of work are you doing right now?
Well, right now I work with people, and kind of like in the way of supporting them. But I'm looking to get into a different line of work.
Well, what would you like?
There are some ideas that I have been presenting to others and business entities and talking organizations, and for them to hire me through contractual work.
Well, if you're wanting to be independent, the reason I'm asking you these questions is I'm trying to get clarification. Because when you said you're wanting to shift into another working environment and you were talking with different people, that's fine. Working as an independent contractor has its pluses and its minuses. Nothing is ever all one way only. So you're going to, I think, find that working as an independent contractor is something you're going to grow into and you'll be able to build if you so desire. However, you have to determine whether or not you want this full-time or part-time, because I am looking at a potential opportunity that's not going to come up in the next 2 weeks, but in about 6 months, where someone may want to have you work with them on a part-time basis consistently, where you might be their assistant or involved with them. And I would say that actually would be the best of both worlds for you, because that would put your mind at ease regarding finances until you built up whatever you're wanting to build up as a business to the level where it could support you totally. I think that that's going to be about a two-year process. I hope I'm wrong on this if you're trying to go into it full-time right now. But I think that there is going to be an option for you. I don't see you really leaving what you've got right immediately. I don't see something coming in that fast. It's going to take a little bit longer, depending on what you're wanting to do. That's why I had to ask you the question. I think there's going to be an opportunity for you to have an income again on a part-time basis while you are expanding for that which you most earnestly desire within yourself. Am I making sense to you?
Yes. My present employment, do you see that income being steady? I know they've made some changes with my present employment.
Well, the changes have to be happening. And what you need to do is realize that where you are right now is quite a blessing for you, because a lot of what you do, you don't have to do a lot of thinking. You can put your time, your energy, and creativity in exploring and developing yourself. So you have been blessed in a way with this environment, and I don't think they're unhappy with you. I think they're quite happy with you, and all you need to do is just shift your attitude a little bit and recognize that this is your opportunity to explore. This is your opportunity to really get down to the bare bones nitty-gritty of what it is you will have to do if you want to work on an independent contractual level. So if you need certain licensing, if you need a certain credential or whatever may be necessary, that you're able to do it and you've got that credibility factor.
So you see my present company doing well?
Oh, I think so. I think they've got a rough road in 2 years. They're going to be hitting what I feel is like a roadblock in 2 years. And I believe the reason they're going to hit it, actually it looks more like a concrete wall, but the reason they're going to hit the wall, so to speak, is because they will not have been very open to a diversification that's necessary and start preparing themselves for that positioning so that they can weather some of the changes that are going on in their environment. But remember, dear, there are things you cannot control. What you can control, you work with. What you can't control, look at the facts. Don't play games with your head or anybody else's and just say, I can't dictate to the financial person at the top of this company that this, that, or the other is not such a good thing to do. I'll do my job, and I will do it the best of my capability, and I'll be very grateful for the job, and they're the ones making the choices. I do what I need to do to uphold what my obligation is to them. So they've got some rough times ahead. I think they can weather it.
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome, Margo. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo, and if you'd like to call in and chat with me, 877-876-5227 is the number to call, or Canadians, 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. I mentioned to you that we have got some interesting facts that have come across, especially my desk, regarding water. Now, we all need it. We all know it's good for us and that we should have plenty of it. Any more, and this would not have been considered appropriate 15 years ago to carry around a water bottle, but any more, you see people standing in line, whether it's at the airport, whether it's in a restaurant, whether it's at work, everybody seemingly, not everybody, because I don't always do it, but you have a bottle of water. Now, this is a huge, huge business. Do you know that in 2006, over 8 billion, can your mind wrap around that number? 8 billion gallons of bottled water were sold. Now, that's a 10% increase from 2005. Water is important. It's good for our health. What has happened over the years that is different from years ago is that water, people have a real concern about the safety of the water. Now, you can go into any store, and there may be 20 different types of water available to you. Everything from a store brand of water might cost you $1.50 a gallon to something else. I've got more information to share with you. We've got a caller on the line. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing magnificently. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. And what's your first name or initial, and where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Indianapolis, Indiana.
All right. Your first name or initial, please.
My first name is Steve.
Okay, Steve. Now, Steve, before I start, I want you to know we're going to be going on break in about a minute. So if I ask you to stay on the line, will you stay on?
I sure can.
Okay. And don't hang up because we'll come back and get your question. Now, Steve, the first thing that I am looking at with you is attention to detail is going to pay off, but I want you to take a break. And I'm getting the number 6, so I don't know if it's in 6 weeks or during the month of June, because there's a major decision that you're going to be making, and you need to have the time to really think through everything regarding this change that you're wanting to implement. Let's say you decided you wanted to go from being a mechanic to being someone that worked with animals. So you need, and that's just an example, you need to really have that time to think things through, that it's so very, very important for you. You're a person that if you're ready to do something, you're ready to go, boom, you're right there. You're a doer. Now, we're going to take a break, Steve. Would you stay on the line, and then we'll come back to you?
All right, thank you.
This is Donna Siebel. We're going to be coming back with Steve in just a moment. Don't go away. We've got more good things to share.
Donna Siebel publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Siebel. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Siebel's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Siebel's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Siebel and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 if you're in Canada, or 530-876-3222 if you'd like to chat with me. Let's go back to Steve. Steve, you are someone that is really going to be extremely active in going after what you want this year. You're not going to play any games. And you're not afraid to deal with facts. You're very, very grounded, and I like this. I think this is good. But I do think you need to have, before you make your big plunge, if you will, of choice, you want to be sure that you have some downtime or retreat time so that you cover all your bases, because there's some kind of a conversation that is going to be going on that's involving anywhere from 2 to 3 other people. That being the case, you want to be sure that when it comes time to communicate with them, you're going to communicate effectively and you're going to communicate well, because that is going to ensure you're getting the results that you want. What's on your mind, Steve? What did you want to ask me today?
I had an accident last May at work, and I've been off work ever since. And I just wanted to see if this is going to get better, you know, my injury, or what I'm looking at here.
All right, without knowing the details of everything, and we wouldn't want to go into that necessarily on the air, I will say this. The progressive willingness on your part to really work with your body to get back to a level of what I'd call stability physically, it's going to take about a full year, year and a half. So you've already gone through a year, and I'd say you've got about another half year when you're going to be in the position of doing what you need to do. As far as the company that you've been working for, I think that this may give you an opportunity to perhaps get some specialized training that will allow you to be advanced into a positioning that, without this accident, I don't even know that you would have considered. So I think you have some things that are evolving for you. What kind of work were you doing, Steve?
I work for a local gas company here in Indianapolis.
All right. What kind of a positioning? Were you indoor, outdoor?
I used to be outdoor, but that part of the company I worked for closed down. They just sent me to a new part that deals with high-pressure steam now.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would like to see you have a conversation with your bosses and ask them what they would recommend that you take on in the way of training and education because I think you are liked by the people that you're working for, and they would just as soon be able to keep you. I think also you're going to find that for you to have the improvement that you want physically, it is going to take an earnest, dedicated effort of investigating the options that you can work with, anything from physical therapy to some other treatments like acupuncture, whatever it might be, because I am seeing you being able to come back to what I would consider a very good physical level and where you're comfortable. You may not be able to go out and do mountain climbing, but I'll tell you what, I think you can come pretty close to doing that. But it is looking at what it is that needs to be done with a clear eye, not with pre-made opinions and or just buying into everything that everybody else says. You need to say, how can I work with this more effectively and better? And I think you're going to get some results. I think, one, your resolve is quite good because you're very grounded. But, two, I think it's the follow-through and doing what needs to be done that is going to enable you to see the results that you want.
Okay.
Does that help you?
That does. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, Steve. You have a fabulous day.
You too.
This Bye-bye. Is Donna Sebo, and if you want to give me a buzz, 877-876-5227, or Canadians, 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. Are you aware that more than 25%, more than 25% of bottled water comes from a public source? Well, that can be rather discouraging when you think about it, because there are a lot of waters out there produced by better companies that will say that their drink is the purest drink around. However, according to Eric Goldstein, who's the co-director of the Urban Program of the Natural Resources Defense Council, the NRDC, you know, this is a nonprofit organization and they are dedicated to protecting health and the environment. He said, no one should think that bottled water is better regulated, better protected, or safer than tap water. Now, that is an interesting statement, isn't it? Some bottled water does come from those wonderful bubbling springs they talk about and some other sources. But 25% plus comes from municipal supply. Let's go to our next caller. This is Donna Sebo. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Diana. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, Diana. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
When I'm watching you in my mind, I feel like I'm going in circles. I think you've got a lot of questions for which you're not getting too much in the way of answers. You've got, these are internal questions that you're asking, and it could be you may be asking questions, where do I go from here, or, gee whiz, I was given this information, but it's not working for me. What do I do? What are my options? What else can I look at? And I think there's a lot of inner self-questioning that's going on as well. And I want to say take a deep breath and count to 10, and let's see if we can slow down this going in circles. Because what's occurring is that you're creating a frustration for yourself, and you just need to sort of slow down a little bit and try to tackle a question at a time and have your lineup of questions ready. And if you can't get an answer to one, then maybe pose another question. Maybe somebody's going to have some information for you. But whatever you do, don't give up, because you need to know that there are those options for you to have available to yourself, and there are those people that you can talk with that will have integrity with you. Oh, my goodness, I'm looking at our time, hon. We're almost out of time. Do you have a question for me quickly?
I think you just answered them all.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
That was good.
It's so neat when that happens. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Diana. You have a wonderful day. This is Donna Sebo. We're out of time. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be talking about Parentpreneur with Julie Lenzer Kirk. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. It is so important that you never, ever turn your thinking process over to anyone else. Remember, you've been given a brain for the purpose of using it. Excellent. exercise it once in a while. It's fun. Just like the muscles in your body, your brain needs to be exercised so you stay mentally fit, alert, and ready to go the first opportunity of good that comes to you so that you can accept it and move in the direction that means the most to you. This is Donna Siebel. We'll be talking with you tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.